Hello, lovelies. I've just remembered, before I go to sleep, I put you on a promise of a slumber couch trilogy, hadn't I? One, two, three. Three, two, one. Is that a palindrome? No, I suppose if it was 3-2-3, it would be. Which was my room at university. Which was on the same floor as Ricky Gervais, I'll have you know. Anyway, meanwhile, back to the beds. Bed number two didn't have. Oh, yeah, she ended up being Tracy, didn't she? My least favourite of the beds. I bought it in a bit of a peak because I just did. And it was one of those with iron ends, and I didn't like it very much. And we had to have it. The wrong way round in the bedroom because the high end, the head end, wouldn't fit under the gables. So, and then there was a beam going over the top of the bed. So all in all, very bad feng shui. Anyway, she was often left rumpled, so that's why she was called Tracy. And I was on and on and on to get a new bed. Guys, I'm sure you know what that's like getting in the ear. And then one morning, my husband said to me, "Why do you want a new bed?" I said, "Well, I want a bed without an end." Oh, he got up, went down to the garage in his sleepy knickers, came back up with his junior hacksaw. 5 minutes later, I had a bed without an end. And you know, I was quite happy with it. And the bed end then became the side of the log store. So there you go, that's the story of bed number two. I owe you one another day. I love you lots. Sleep tight. Bye.